Perek Dalad Mishnah, Vav, the fourth chapter, and the sixth Mishnah in Zavim, continuing with the idea of having a Zav in one scale and other items on the other part of the scale. Hazav Bekaf Mozanayim. You have a situation where you have a Zav who is in one scale in a balance. Va'ochlin Umashkin Bekaf Shnia. And you have food, liquid, or in the other side of the balance. Tamein. All of these foods, liquids, would come at Tamei, again, in the status of a Rishon Lutuma, because, as discussed in earlier Mishnah, the Zav's Hesed, not Tumas Midras, because Tumas Midras would only take place if the object needs to be what's called fit for sitting or lying, and of course, we do not lie or sit on food. However, uvameis hakol tahor, chutz min ha'adam. If you have a situation where a corpse, a dead body, would be on one side of the scale, and anything else, doesn't matter if it's a mishkav or a moshav, or if it's a food, or if it's a liquid, or anything of the sort, would be on the other scale, everything would be considered pure and tahor. Even the event, if we'd say this mace, this corpse would be heavier, it would not matter. Why? Because since both one who carries this mace, or one who is carried upon it without touching it, even if you moved it, you are still tame. Tumas mace needs to be transferred. You need to have contact or be in the same room of Tumas Oho, except for an Adam. Why? Because an Adam becomes tame if he move the mace. And therefore, even if he doesn't touch it, since he moved it because of the scale, he would become tame. Ze chomer bazav mi ba meis, ve chomer ba meis mi bazav. This is exactly is the chumra, the greater stringency that would apply to a zav than to a corpse. And there would be also a greater chumra, a greater stringency that would apply to a mace, to a corpse, than to a zav. And shazav ose mishkav umoshav mitachtav. Tame Adam ulatame vegadim. A zav would be metame something, any mishkav and a moshav which would be underneath him, and render a person impure, and also would render garments that were impure. Meaning any object which is fit to lie on or to sit on that would be underneath, even if there's no contact, even if there's no touching, would still render it midras impure, and render also the person who touches or who carries them, and if in fact he would make the kalim and the vessels and the begadim and the garments that he touches while he is in contact with this tuma. Again, as explained, if you are lying, if a zav is lying on a huge stack of pillows, a huge stack of coats, doesn't matter, all of them, if he's lying on them, the top, the bottom, the middle, would all become tame. They would become tame in terms of tuma, which would make a person, which would be metame, a person who then has an ability to be metame bigadin, to be metame the garments. Mishnah continues, Val gabav madav, letame ochlin umashkin, mashein hameis metame. Whatever is above him, you know, all of the objects, even if there's 1,000 piled upon this zav, even if they are not fit for lying or sitting on, he would be able to metame them. The status of this madaf, which is lighter, it's only a rishon l'tumah, that would then be have an ability to be metame mashkim and ochlim, foods or liquids, but not people and not kelim, as opposed to a mishkav or a moshav, which would be underneath him, and is able to metame in that way. Again, mashinkin hameis, when it comes to a corpse, when it comes to a dead body, is metame bohel, metame tumashiva, mashin hazav, Mitame. And again, just to focus now on the dead body as opposed to the other items that we were talking, the other people that we were talking about beforehand, when it comes to a corpse, anything which is under or above this dead body, where let's say you have a number of vessels, a number of different kelim are situated, would not make them mitame, except for the for what? Items that actually touch the corpse, the dead body itself. Because a dead body, a mace, has only an ability to impart tuma to kelim that it comes in contact with as a form of an av hatuma, a dead body. It would then make the kelim a rishon latuma, this first level of tuma. But the other following kelim would be considered pure because the corpse impurity is only conveyed by mishkav or moshav, whereas kelim could only become tame by an av hatuma in and of itself. And last to end off this Mishnah, v'tame tuma shiva mashe ein hazav mitame, and this is the greatest stringency that applies to this dead body, more so than to a zav, that it also is able to be mitame in this by an ohel, by a tent, by this a cover. It's be metame people or kelim in such a manner, if it's under this, you know, shared roof, shared structure, and also would be metame for 7 days, because if a person comes in contact with a mace, or if you carry a mace, you're impure for 7 days, whereas a zav doesn't have that ability to be metame for such an extended period of time, nor by for such a period of time, and also by Tumas Ohel is also not applicable as well. Mishnah Zayin, the seventh and last Mishnah in the fourth Perek, is as follows. Hayayoshiv al gabe hamita, if the Zav is sitting on a bed, va'arba talios tachas arba ragle hamita, tameos. If the Zav is on a bed, and there, let's say there were four Tolios, there were four cloaks, four garments, one under each of the four legs of the bed. All of these cloaks would be considered tameos, would be considered impure. Why? What's the rationale? Because a bed cannot stand on three legs. It would topple over. And therefore, each one of these legs is carrying a part of the Zav himself. Rabbi Shimon mitai. Rabbi Shimon says, no, all of these cloaks, these four cloaks would actually be pure. Why? Because no single one of these legs is actually carrying the majority of the weight. And therefore, doesn't render any one of the four garments, any one of these four cloaks, mitame. That halacha does not follow Rabbi Shimon, and they are in fact all impure. Mishnah continues, Hayaruchev al gavei vehema. If a person, if the zav is riding on an animal, and this animal, let's say, is perhaps even standing still, v'arba tolios tachas arba ragli vehema, and there's these four cloaks that are underneath each one of the legs of the animal, so the animal can't be moving. In such a case, then we'd say that these garments would be pure, because the reason, because each one of these legs would be continues only a is a quarter that just assists the rest. And therefore, since this assistance, to some extent, does not count, because the animal can stand on three legs, right? The animal can stand on three legs, and therefore, it's almost as if each leg is just kind of like helping out. It's almost like an accessory to the other three, and therefore, they don't have this, you know, essential nature to them. They're just assisting the other legs, and therefore, there would be the coats underneath them would be in the status of would remain in the status of purity. Ha'isa talis achas tachas shtei yadayim, tachas shtei raglayim, tachas yad v'regel temeya. In the event they had one cloak under, let's say, the two front legs of the animal, or under its two back legs, or maybe under one of the front and one in the back, in that case the cloak would be impure, would be tame. Why? Because the animal can't stand on the other two legs. The two legs In such a case, would be treading on the back of the on this cloak, and if it would carry the bulk of the weight of the Zav, therefore it would render it status of impurity. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Asus mitame viraglav, vachamor biadav, shemish enes asus araglav, umish enes achamor al yadav. The Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi actually wants to say that there's a difference. A horse conveys tumah by only its hind legs. And therefore, if a zav were to ride onto a horse and there's a cloak under any one of the hind legs, it'd be impure. Whereas a donkey conveys this notion of tumah only through its front legs. And therefore, if a zav were to ride on a donkey and there was a cloak under one of the front legs, that would be metame. The rationale is because the horse leans on its back legs, a donkey as opposed to leans on its front legs. And that perhaps would be the difference, but the halacha does not follow in accordance with Rabbi Yossi. Yashav al Koras Beis Chabad Kelim Sheba Ekel Tmein. Our Mishnah tells us if the Zav is actually sitting on a beam of an olive press, which is placed on an olive pulp in a wicker basket, and that's how it actually is able to extract the residue of the oil. That was according to Rashi's interpretation. The Rambam actually says that it's more of like a circular type of wall, which is around the olives. And when we actually press these olives, this item kind of keeps them together on this koros beis habayit, so whatever this beam of this olive press is functioning as. Kelim sheba ekel tmein, that the vessel in this olive container would actually be considered impure. Why? The rationale is because, very simple, the zav is placing all of his weight on this beam. Alha mach beish shel koves kelim shetachtav tohorin. Rabbi Nechemya mitame. In the event that you are, the zav is sitting on this washerman's press. So it seems to imply it's these two boards that are between two types of clothing, and they're pressed that way. I mean, the clothes underneath it are kind of pressed. Those would be pure, these clothes. Why? Because the zav is just sitting on the edge of the press. He doesn't like place his entire weight on the begadim, on the garments. Rabbi Nechemya, though, says that they would be mitame, because he says when you're sitting on the edge, when you're washing his clothing, the Zav does put his weight on it, but the Halacha does not follow Rabbi Nechemya, because the vast majority of time, a person does not place their entire weight, and therefore, the begadim underneath would be in a status of Tumah. And that is the end of this Mishnah, and the end of the fourth Perek of Zavim.